My name is Maurice Washington. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Executive Talk. Those that are watching live or those that listen later on our podcast, thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Today's topic is payroll as part of the foundation to your future. Now, that sounds like a very broad statement, a broad topic, because payroll is really not thought about. As a matter of fact, business owners try to figure out different ways not to even have payroll associated with their business and connected to it unless they have employees. In today's segment, we're going to talk about why you actually should really take a second look at payroll and why it's important to the future of your business. With me today to talk about that is Victoria Smith, owner and operator of Victory Accounting. So that without further ado, let me go ahead and bring her to the stage. How you doing, Victoria?
I'm good. How are you doing, Maurice?
I'm doing well. It's nice to see you. How's business been?
It's doing great. How about yours?
It's doing well. So tell me payroll. Is it an exciting topic for business owners?
Payroll is not an exciting topic for business owners. Most business owners don't want to do payroll because they don't want to pay the additional taxes that come along with payroll. And so it's always a difficult burden of the accountant to really try and push payroll for business owners. And I want to kind of debunk some of the different ideas that we have around payroll of why it can be a great thing, how we can make it work to our advantage for the future.
That's fair. And so part of that is, and I completely agree with you, because the business owners I do run into, and we talk about their business models or so on and so forth, payroll isn't always a top of discussion. It's one of those things, I just don't need it because I'm a solopreneur. And so that brings me to this slide right here, as far as the mindset around money, the mindset around payroll. What is the current mindset that you're seeing in regards to this finance? Because this is ultimately a financial move. Would you agree?
Right. So payroll is more affects your S corp owners because they have to run themselves payroll. But the mindset is that, you know, we want to save our money and put it away in other ways. But what most business owners are doing is they're not actually putting the money away into areas that can actually help them or taking care of some of these other things that payroll would actually be helping you with. So it's more of looking at the future and the bigger picture than looking at the here and now.
I completely like what you said, because that is a mindset issue of they're trying to keep that money.
Right.
That is the really part of the reason why. Because again, I understand business owners have a lot of money taken out from here, from there, and it looks like your business is just a funnel for just more outgoing cash flow.
Right.
It seems like part of the mindset is, let me figure out a way to keep money, but it's also taking away from future money, right?
Correct. And so like, if you're running yourself payroll, you're paying yourself too. That's the other thing that I want us to think about. Like, you're putting money aside to pay yourself as well as paying into these other things, so that can help you further on down the road that you may not think about until something happens.
That's fair. So let's talk about payroll, because I know that is a big issue, and payroll is probably one of the hardest, because you have so many things coming at you when it comes to payroll. It's not just having the service of payroll. It seems like you're dealing with your employees' information, their situations when it comes to payroll. And also we have what seems to be new to me, which is reasonable salary. Right. Is that a new thing, or has that always been?
So reasonable salary has been around for a long time. You haven't heard about it as much lately because the IRS hasn't been doing as many audits. And so the IRS can actually audit you to see if you're actually paying yourself in a reasonable salary. And if they find that you're not, they can add penalties and fines and cause a whole bunch of additional work for you and your accountant. So next month, we're actually going to be talking about reasonable salary and how all of that plays into it and how to make sure that you are paying yourself a reasonable salary so you don't get hit with all these penalties and fines.
Okay. All right. So this reasonable salary, and work with me on this, because even in last month's show, when we talked about being qualified for a bank, or for a bank loan, right? So part of that has a lot of dual effort. So if you're not paying yourself a reasonable salary, it also can cause effect with, you know, when it comes to establishing a bank loan. Right. It also seems like it has a cause and effect when it dealing with the IRS as a whole. So they look at specific So they look at your type of expertise and they determine what your reasonable salary should be.
Yeah, they look at what you are, what your industry level is and what your industry is paying, and if you're paying yourself based on that same ideal. And if you're not, then again, they can come in and move different things around in your books and cause you to have to refile your taxes, redo your payroll. There's so many different implications that it has. And then after the IRS gets done with you, the state is going to follow suit. So you're not only going to be fighting with the IRS, but you're going to end up fighting with your state as well. So it can become a bigger deal than we would like it to be.
That's good. And that's why we're going to talk about it next month, because it sounds like there's a ton of information. It's nothing sounds fun about what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah, there's so much that goes into it. It's definitely its own show.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. All right. So let's go on to Social Security, the future implications, because, you know, with payroll, it seems to be very easy. It seems to be, and this is the mindset of business owners also, is everything is very much so here and now. Part of business ownership is you're trying to create as much money as you can for yourself and, you know, for that year, and ultimately try to live a lifestyle that you want to do. But also with payroll, this is part of the lifestyle that you're trying to create for yourself. And it does have some association with Social Security.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this before you get into it, because I know you have a lot to say on this topic. I know you do. Now, when it comes to Social Security, here's some of the mindset when it comes to business owners. Is it even going to be around by the time I get to, you know, my potential retirement year? So now I want you to address that and tell me, you know, correct our mindset.
Yeah, correct. So if you're in your 50s or older, your Social Security is pretty much locked in. There's not a whole lot that the IRS can do to change that. If you're in your 30s or 40s, I don't really see Social Security going anywhere, because our system is built on it. And really, if the government were to take away Social Security, think about how that would implicate the rest of society. We already have so many homeless that would just add to that, add to that issue and those problems. So I highly doubt that the government is going to get rid of Social Security or really touch our Social Security.
Okay.
So I don't see it going anywhere as far as that goes.
That's fair. And we'll get to retirement in a minute, because that Social Security has a lot to do with retirement. But let me ask you this, because is Social Security connected with other programs that the government has?
So Social Security is also part of disability. So if anything were to happen to you and you were to become disabled or sick or injured and you can't work anymore, how much you've paid into Social Security is directly going to affect your disability pay. So if you're not paying into Social Security, you're really hurting yourself if anything were to happen to you, or even long term, because you know, we can put money into other avenues, but Social Security is always going to be there. You're always going to get that check until you pass. And then all of your, you know, if you have children or you have family members, they also can draw on your Social Security. So really your Social Security is not only benefiting you, but also benefiting your entire family as well.
Okay. So then with Social Security, that makes me think, if I'm paying myself a reasonable salary, that means me as a business owner, I can put myself on as an employee. Is that correct? In order to help, because I think that a lot of business owners' mindset feels like, so, you know, all these benefits are just for their employees only.
Correct.
And that they don't qualify.
Right. And so you have to look at yourself as not only a business owner, but also as the employee of the company. You get to benefit from the same things that your employees get to benefit. So, with paying into Social Security, you know, that money is going into your Social Security as an employee. You get a W-2 just like your other employees do as well. You're paying into unemployment, which, you know, during COVID, a lot of people had to collect unemployment because the government pretty much put them out of work. And so if you weren't paying yourself a good salary, then your unemployment benefits were extremely low. So unemployment is there for you if something were to happen. Let's say, you know, your business is just going through a rough patch and a rough season, you can still, as an employee, collect on unemployment, and you should. That's what it's there for.
And Wow, you really opened up some doors here. So you're not saying, so there's a Social Security implication, which is the future. There's also a present day implication. So if there is something that happened, if you do need to collect disability, if you do need to, you know, you're paying into unemployment. So then that way, if you're paying yourself a reasonable salary, then your unemployment check should also take care of you if something should take place, right?
Correct. So you've got these, I think of them as insurance. So you've got these different insurances that you're technically paying into through payroll. So we don't buy a house and not buy house insurance, just on the off chance that our house could burn down or something could happen. So the same thing goes with your payroll. You're paying into these different insurances to make sure that if something happens, you have a backup way to have income coming in.
Okay, that's fair. And so, and this is where we're going to pause for a minute and shift the mindset already. Paying into payroll is not just taking more money out of your pocket. It's actually creating this level of insurances that you're participating into with payroll, right?
Right. And so if you're paying yourself payroll, like, you don't always have to take everything that you're paying yourself in payroll out of the business. You can leave some of it into the business if your business needs that extra funds, but you want to, you know, make sure that you're meeting the IRS standards. So there's some different avenues and some different ways that we can make sure that you're paying yourself a reasonable salary while your business is also trying not to suffer.
That's right. Okay. That's fair. And the next thing that people think about and is retirement. This is one of those other vehicles that has that payroll has a direct implication to. So, you know, for those that are listening on podcasts, we have this slide up that says Interstate 65, which is potentially, or I think what once was, the retirement age. So this is also one of those mindsets as far as planning for this time frame of retirement, right, Victoria?
Correct.
Okay. Correct.
And so 65 used to be the age of retirement. Now it's 66 or 67, just depending on when you were born. 65 though is the age that you want to go in and get Medicare. And so that's your health insurance that you've been paying in through payroll all of those years to make sure that you're covered for health care insurance. And they can't deny you, no matter what you've got going on, they have to cover you. So that's one of the great things about the program is no matter what you've got going on, once you hit 65, you're automatically can enroll in that program, and you should.
Okay.
There's different levels and different packages depending on what you need. So it's definitely a good idea to talk to somebody who understands Social Security, or your accountant should be able to kind of help you navigate some of that different packages and then pick what you need. And you can always add in stuff later. So 65 is still an age where you pull Medicare. It's just not your technical retirement age at that time.
Okay. So then let's think about it from this perspective, because this obviously retirement is a choice. It's not something that you have to do, right? How does that show up for a business owner staying on top or wanting to work through it, wanting to work through that time frame? Is there a certain time frame that you can still start to accumulate more? And it's almost kind of like you're investing into that time when you can't work, right? If those who are still choosing to not retire.
Correct. So you may decide that you want to retire so that you can go do some fun activities, do more traveling, all of that. Or you may choose to continue to work late into your later years. Really, retirement should be when you can't work. So if you get to it, we're all going to get to a stage where we can't work. And so you want to make sure that you have the funds available to help provide for you when you reach that point, and which is different for everybody. So some of the different things that you should look at when you're looking at retirement is they say you need about $1 million worth of retirement put away.
Right.
That can be a combination of IRAs, SEPs, 401ks. You know, there's so many different avenues and vehicles that you can put money away to invest it. Your Social Security is a big part of that. You know, you're paying into Social Security your whole life, so that can be a good part of your $1 million plan. Also, you want to make sure you're debt-free. You have your house paid off or a condo or wherever you're living. have your vehicles paid off, and make sure you don't have any major debt by the time you hit 65. That way you have put yourself in a position that your bills are a lot lower. You don't quite need as much income to survive, and you've got everything kind of maneuvered into a way that you can, you know, if you were to get sick, you can pay some of those things, or you're in a stable condition to live off of that.
That's fair. And here's what that age brings to my attention here, Victoria. They say that people are living a lot longer and healthier lives, which correct. I believe people are living a lot longer. But I don't think we're living healthier lives.
Right.
Okay, the jury's out. It could be, maybe not, right? It's all individualized. However, one thing that we do know is that there's some people that are retired right now who did not see inflation being the way that it is right now. And so it feels like making this a payroll decision and starting to pay and doing these things early on in your business gives you the opportunity to have enough revenue for health issues and also for inflation at that time, or, you know, cost of living and things that you need to do. And even medical may be even more expensive at that particular time.
Right.
So it feels like you really need to think about it from that perspective as far as getting your payroll and creating that reasonable salary. So that way you do have enough at that particular time to maneuver if life gets in the way.
Right. And the great thing about Social Security is that they do increase your Social Security based on inflation. So that is something that, you know, you can always count on, that, you know, your Social Security is going to kind of go up with inflation. The thing that, you know, your 401ks, whatever money you've put into those don't really increase over time. You know, once you're kind of out of 401k, it's, you're done. Whereas your Social Security is there until you pass away, and it increases every year with inflation. So that is one good thing about paying into Social Security, is it's going to be there for you. You're going to get that monthly check every single month. So that's one of those things that, you know, we all want to put money into 401ks and that we're worried about putting into Social Security, but there are some great benefits about actually putting it into Social Security.
And here's a myth that I want you to tell me if it's true or not. If you take out of Social Security too early, can you get penalized for that?
Correct. Yes. So if you're able to start drawing at 62,
okay.
Your age may be 66 or 67 for actual retirement age. So if you start drawing early, you're actually penalized 8% every year that you take that Social Security check early. Now, on the other side of that, if you choose to wait until you're 70, then for each year you wait, you get an 8% increase. So if you can wait, then that's definitely a good idea. There are three factors that you should really take into consideration when you're looking at drawing Social Security. The first one is your genetics. You know, how old did your parents live that are on the same gender side as you? You need to consider your own personal health. If you're sick or your health is poor, then you may want to draw on your Social Security earlier. You may need that. That rolls into the other item is you may need the additional funds. So if you need those, if you look into those three things and you decide that it is best for you to take your Social Security early, even knowing that there's going to be a penalty, then by all means, take it early. I just want to make sure that you have all of the facts so that way you can make an informed decision on what is best for you and your family.
That's fair. And I know, and if anybody knows Victoria the way that I do, she said this statement like three or four times in a few seconds ago. So it is 401ks, and I'm going to go ahead and open up the gate so she can tell us even more about that. So is 401k still a good option? Because I don't know if people are still participating in it, if people still feel like it's a viable option, if they even think it's, you know, I don't even know if they put that one aside as well. So how do you feel about 401ks, and how is the participation working? What are kind of the end results of it?
Yeah, I think 401ks are a great option for everybody. Whether you're an employee working for a company and they offer a 401k, or you're a business owner, you can be a sole proprietor, you can be an S corp, you can be a partnership, any of those can still put into a 401k. 401ks provide us a tax shelter. So whatever money you put into a 401k, the IRS won't tax you on until you withdraw that money. So that's a great way that if you want to put money into a retirement, you want to save on taxes, that's a great way to do it. You're able to put away $22,500. If you're over the age of 49, you're allowed to put in even more. So 401ks are a great option. They also can have matching plans. If you have an employer, your employer puts in a certain percentage along with you. So that's a great way as an employer to help keep employees.
Yes.
Yeah. The other great news about 401ks.
Yeah.
Because people say, well, I'm putting all this money away and I can't touch it. The nice thing about 401k is that if you were to need that money as a business owner, as an employee, however you may need that money, you can touch up to half of what you've put away or $50,000, whichever is less. So that is the great thing about 401ks is that you still have the ability to access that money.
Okay. And here's another myth that I want you to, you know, break down for us. So I'm an employer, okay, I run my own company, and now I'm paying myself, now I listen to this show, now I'm on payroll. Can I participate in my, can I create my own 401k situation for myself as an employee?
Correct, you can. So there's a multitude of different 401ks out there. If you have, if you do a solo 401k, there's no matching in that one. But if you do a full 401k with matching, then you as the business owner can have the business match your whatever you're putting in depending on the percentage that you choose. So you get to choose your percentage that you want to match. I think there's certain guidelines about how much an employer has to match, but this gives you a lot of freedom as the employer to choose that for your employees, which i.e. is yourself as well. And then if you put that money away, you're not only getting a tax benefit on the business side of putting that money away into the 401ks, but you also get the benefit on the employee side as well. So you kind of get to do two things at once and it all be tax-free.
Survey says get a 401k. That's fair.
Your financial planner, like your financial planner can go through all the different options with you and find which one fits you best. You know, come to the table with questions, ask, you know, about the different things that you want to do and where you want to go. And your financial planner should be able to help you navigate which 401k is the best for you.
Okay. All right. So you answered that question on how does it work for business owners. I want to go ahead and take you to an example, and I'm going to give it to the screen and just walk us through it and tell us, you know, this, because this is ultimately what this example is for people on the podcast. It's just a layout of how participation into the 401k could, you know, help things out in the future. So go ahead and take us through, Victoria.
Correct. So whether you own your own business or you have, or you're an employee, it's a couple, a married couple. So they both make $75,000. So if we look at just their basic pay and they're not putting anything into a 401k, then they would still be paying tax on that full amount. Now, if we look at if they were putting 3%, they would only be paying tax on $29,100. Whereas if they maxed out their 401k, then they would only pay tax on $21,000. Now, if you look at each scenario, you're putting in around $9,000 if you're putting in 3%. That's your portion plus the employer's portion that they're putting in. If we look at the max, you would be putting away $51,000 into your retirement every year, including what the employer's portion is, depending on what percentage they put in. So if you look at the bottom, which is the total cost of what your retirement would cost you, if you don't put anything in, you're paying $30,000 and not saving anything for retirement. If you're putting in the max with all the tax benefits and everything else, it's technically only costing you $15,000 at the end of the day. between the tax saving and what the employer is putting in for you, you're saving a ton of money putting away into your 401k, plus having the savings now from not having to pay all the taxes. You're really winning in the end if you can make it to that point where you're putting in the max into your 401k.
All right. So, two things. Number one, you as a listener or viewer, if you didn't get that and understand, this is why you reach out to Victoria. But number right. two, that is a huge, as far as if you were able to grab onto that information as to how that shows up in the future. Let me ask you this, Victoria, because this 401k participation, one thing, and again, associated to our last show, when it comes to looking for financial resources, let's say you needed to access 30, 40K fairly quickly. Right. Could you go ahead and, use that as a vehicle to actually loan yourself the money and then, you know, place it back? Or how does that work for a business owner as far as maneuvering cash flow?
Correct. So you can, let's say in the first year, you put away the $51,000. You would be able to access half of what you've put away. So the $22,500 you'd be able to access, you aren't able to access what the employer has put in there. Then you would end up being able to, you would have to pay yourself back within 5 years with an interest rate. So you're technically paying yourself back plus interest on your own loan. So let's say your car breaks down, you need a new car, you put all this money into your 401k, you could technically take that money out. It'd be just like having a car payment, but you're paying yourself instead of paying somebody else. Plus you get the interest that you're paying yourself. So it's definitely a great way that if you need extra money, a way to be able to still access some of that money that you've put away.
Okay. So then what suggestions do you have as far as a business owner can go to in order to get this 401k? Because I know you've dealt with a lot of financial planners. Which firms do you suggest that, you know, are very good at administrating them and making sure everything is done right?
Yeah, there's a multitude of different firms that you can go with to start a 401k. You know, just kind of pick what fits you the best. Vanguard offers it, Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, Charles Schwab. I'm sure there's many more who offer 401ks, but you know, just find the one that works best for you, has a platform that works best for you, and what you might have a preference, or you might already have accounts with one of those. So it would be a good idea to, you know, talk to your financial planner. And if you don't have a financial planner, reach out and see. There's so many of them out there that are willing to help.
Awesome. Okay. So the Victoria, it's that time of the show where you've actually convinced me and, you know, on a whole different level as far as what payroll, you know, when we first started talking about this show, I didn't see it from that perspective. I was like other business owners in that mindset of, it's just another cost expense for business owners and separating a cash and so on and so forth, just to stay compliant with the IRS. But you have created this passageway and a foundation for looking at payroll different. So I thank you for that. What final statements would you like to give all the viewers out there?
Yes. So payroll is composed of many different items. You've got your Social Security, you got your Medicare, unemployment, 401ks, other retirements. When you put that all together, you can really make payroll work for your benefit if you're looking at all of these different aspects. Talk to your accountant, set up a meeting, see where you should be at and where you want to go. Talk about your future with your accountant. As business owners, we get so focused on the day-to-day and trying to put out the fires that we have going on right now instead of looking towards our futures. So make sure that you're sharing those future plans with your accountant so they can help you see the bigger picture and help you plan for it.
Done and done. That's what Victoria said. That's what we need to do, y'all. No, seriously, though, thank you so much for taking your time to explain this to us, because, again, this is the big deal. I'm not making light of it whatsoever. This is a huge breakthrough moment for business owners to hear this type of information, because again, we want to be in the place of strength and not in a place of, you know, woe is me. We want to figure out a way to make these opportunities palatable and also correct and show us the right way so we can have a good future and take this time that we're spending as a business owner and make it great for the, you know, for years to come. So I thank you for taking your time, and I look so forward to hearing about reasonable salary. Another breakthrough.
Yes, we're definitely
on the horizon.
How to protect yourself.
So yes, my goodness. But no, seriously though, thank you so much for taking your time. We'll see you next month.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you. All right, and to everybody, those are, again, that are listening on our podcast or watching our show live, thank you so much for taking this information. Yes, I know when it comes to accounting and it comes to payroll, those aren't the most, they're not the fun topics, but nonetheless, every last topic that Victoria has given to you has serious implications today and also have implications on your future. So we want you to take that funness out and take the seriousness out, and, you know, take this moment for what it is and take what Victoria is saying. Let's make this shift towards payroll. If this is where you are, time and space business owners, and you've been on the fence about it, this is why you want to make the change. And this is why we have the show today. It's about growth from point A to point B, and let's do it correctly. I want to thank everybody for joining us again. But in the meantime, Victoria and I, we actually have to get back to work. So we'll see you next time.